The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation. On MariaSanchezShow.com.
Hi, this is Maria Sanchez, and welcome to the Maria Sanchez Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you've got lots of options out there, so we consider it an honor that you find us here at the MariaSanchezShow.com. We try to focus on as much inspirational stories, good news, people who had an idea and actually made it happen sort of thing. And we've got Gary Tucker, who's the CEO of DealerRater.com. And while we aren't in the business of promoting businesses, one of the things that they suggest is that in social media, there's no such thing as a blind date, because people look up their dates online to find out, or Google business colleagues or potential employers or what have you. So why don't we do the same thing about car dealers? And that's where DealerRater.com comes into play. So Gary, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thanks for having me.
So before we go into the specifics of what your company does and how we as consumers can take advantage of it, and also how we can participate in the process to help others, because that's one of the good news aspects of our conversation, is about paying it forward. Why don't you give us a little overview about your professional life before you became acquainted as the CEO of DealerRater?
Yeah, I joined DealerRater just in the early part of April of this year. So I'm new to DealerRater, but I've been around the auto industry for, hate to admit, almost 30 years.
Good for you.
I started actually in an auto dealership back early in my career in New Jersey. I spent the first 10 years of my career there. I worked in auto finance with GE Capital in the indirect lending business for about 5 years. I worked for an OEM, American Isuzu, which is no longer selling light vehicles in the U.S., but was an executive with American Isuzu for a short time. And for the 12 years preceding my joining DealerRater, I was with a firm called J.D. Power & Associates, and we did market research not only in the automotive industry, but in many different industries.
And J.D. is such a great story, too, as we were talking before we went live. Another person who had an idea and then executed it, and now they're like the gold standard of what we do and how we what drives our purchasing.
They have become the standard, right? I mean, a trusted brand around the globe for making decisions not only related to cars, but related to many different products and services.
And something that I have to say, because I am a woman of wisdom, thus experience, for a company to appreciate your experience that you bring to them, that's admirable. Because so often there's ageism these days, that the younger, hipper, brighter, smarter are just that, younger. And I'm glad to see that your company didn't feel that way.
Well, thanks.
Not that you're old.
I am young and hip at heart. How about that?
You and me both. I think that's what our kids are about, right? We have their lexicon because we know what is going on in their world. So let's get into what DealerRater is all about and why the company felt there was a need for this and how you go about availing yourself of it.
Yeah, well, Maria, we are the largest review site anywhere in the world for auto dealership information. So we've got ratings and reviews in our database now, about 1.5 million reviews that we've collected over the last 5 years or so. And we've actually been in business for 12 years and very active in the last 5 years of growing our business around ratings and reviews for car dealerships. And our business, much like J.D. Power, started with an idea and an experience that our founder, Chip Gruter, had about 12 years ago. He had what at the time was a pretty negative experience in buying a new car. And of course, there weren't ratings and review sites then, and blogs were really just getting started. So after having a negative experience, he turned to the internet and started blogging a little bit about his experience. Ultimately, the dealership turned everything around and made him satisfied. But in the course of sharing his experience through the web, he found that consumers were interested in both benefiting from the experience of others and sharing their own experiences. And that led into the creation of the ratings and review site that we have today. So DealerRater.com is a website where consumers can go to read reviews about actual experiences that have occurred at dealerships in their area, or to write a review about an experience they've had shopping for, buying, or servicing their car.
Now, I know in general, and I hate to say this because generalizations can always be shot down, that usually it's a complaint that gets more light than a compliment. And what is compelling to somebody to write something that's favorable?
Well, what's really compelling is when you have a dealership that does it right. And like many retail businesses, delivering an excellent customer experience in the showroom or the service lane of a car dealership is hard work. It doesn't come easy, right? It takes the right process, hiring the right people, having the right training. And when a dealership gets it right, what our customers do is they ask, they invite that delighted customer to write a review on our site so that they can share it with other potential customers. So the root of a positive review is a positive experience, right? I mean, as simple as that sounds, it's very hard work to deliver a great experience. And what we encourage our dealers to do is when that happens, you know, invite the customer to share about it. And what we've found is that customers are very willing to share their story. And that's what we have on DealerRater.com are tens and hundreds of thousands of stories, predominantly positive, not all positive, but predominantly positive about things that have gone well in the purchase or servicing of their car.
Because when somebody does something right for me professionally or in my consumer life, I always try and reward or compliment that experience because I believe in paying it forward and the people should be patted on the back, if you will. So I'll say, may I speak to your manager? And I know that that makes them uncomfortable, even if it's over the phone. And I say, I'd like to report a compliment.
Right.
And that always befuddles people because they're bracing for the worst. So I'm happy to hear that there are legions of folks out there that are sharing good news and not just who failed them.
And there are literally legions, right? We're collecting 35, 40,000 reviews a month.
Wow.
And, you know, the auto industry, like a lot of retail industries, but especially in the auto industry, word of mouth and that referral from your friend or neighbor has always been so important. And historically, that conversation took place, you know, over the fence or in the driveway, talking about the new car that somebody, you know, just bought and learning from them, learning about the car and then learning about where they bought it. And that conversation, that whole referral conversation is now going digital. In to such an extent that consumers are coming to rely on third-party review sites the very same way they used to rely on that driveway conversation. So before I go make that purchase, whether it's an automobile, a large piece of electronics or schedule that vacation, I've got the opportunity to benefit from other consumers who've experienced that product and service and let that feed my decision as to what I buy or where I go.
Now, would that suggest that people would be willing to travel because the experience will be better for them, they think, than what's in their neighborhood?
Well, that's the great part about the consumer that does the research is they get to decide that value proposition. There's just an article this week in Automotive News, a leading trade magazine in the auto industry, about Bozard Ford, a dealership in Florida that very actively uses reviews to promote their dealership. And they cite examples of customers that are driving 300 or 400 miles to do business
Yikes.
With them. Now, not every customer will go that far out of their way for the right experience, but that's the beauty of it, is the customer gets to decide. If the experience is that important, if they're looking to really be delighted, then they can do a little bit of extra homework, find the dealership that's closest to them that's going to deliver the best experience, and then seek them out.
And in terms of the economy and the recession and people are hanging on to cars longer than they have, how is that affecting the referrals or the reviews?
Well, the auto industry is enjoying quite a resurgence. Sales are returning to near high levels. There is a lot of new car sales activity in the auto industry. But that said, you know, some people are hanging on to cars, and that makes the purchase of a car, whether it's a new car or a used car, all that more important to that particular consumer. It's an event that doesn't happen very often for the average consumer, so they want to get it right. What we found over the last couple of years is that there are lots of places to research what car you want to buy, which make, which model, which features. There are even a handful of places where you can get a good benchmark on what price you should pay for that car. And the role that Dealer Rater plays in that process is to help the consumer then decide which dealership should I go to get that car and that price. And that's the last part of the decision process, but a very important one in terms of having a pleasurable experience in buying or servicing your car. And what we've seen recently is a real focus at the individual level for review information. So we now have consumers going on to DealerRater.com not only to decide which dealership to visit, but which salesperson to ask for when they visit that dealership.
Wow.
And so the level of trust and research that occurs continues to go up. And it's a value we can deliver to the consumer because they end up with a much more positive experience. And it's also a value we can deliver to the dealer because they end up with a very well-educated and prepared shopper who's interested in buying a car.
So, Gary, since you've been there since April, what is it that you're envisioning that your leadership will do with DealerRater.com?
Well, that's a great question. I think what I want to do most for DealerRater is keep it on the trajectory that it's on. We now have over 5,200 dealerships in our network in the U.S., and we want to keep growing that so that consumers have more choice and selection in their local area. We continue to find ways to create value for our dealerships with additional products and services that help them market in their local areas to win the confidence of consumers. So we want to keep going down the path we're on, which is to build trust between car shoppers and car dealerships.
And in terms of your marketing and getting the word out, I mean, we're having a conversation that you're going to be able to capitalize on. How else do you get the word out?
You know, we do a lot of different activities to spread the word. As an online review site, we're very active online. Mm-hmm. So as a consumer shops for a car online and all the various search terms that would be involved in shopping for a car or the sites they might visit shopping for a car, they're going to be exposed to DealerRater and have the opportunity to visit the DealerRater website, either to read reviews about the dealership in their area that they might be visiting, or to share an experience that they've already had in the shopping process. So we're very active online, and we're very active working through our dealerships. In some cases, the best word of mouth for us, for the DealerRater brand, comes from our dealers who are capturing their customers in the service lane in the showroom and saying, hey, we'd like you to share your experience on DealerRater because we know that other consumers will benefit from it.
Sounds like it's a great plan. And as you said, if you have 5,200 dealerships, your word of mouth is going to be growing exponentially as it has been, which is actually pretty inspirational.
Yeah, we're very excited about the success that DealerRater's had and very optimistic about our success in the future in bringing value to the consumer and to the dealer.
And since you were in Southern California where we are, and now you're in the East Coast-ish, how has that been, the transition for you personally?
In some ways, it's a little bit of a coming home for me. I was born and raised in New Jersey. I lived in New Jersey until I was almost 30. And so I've been away from New Jersey for the Northeast now for 20 years. But it's great to be back in the Northeast. I love the heritage of the Boston area, enjoying a great New England summer. Of course, the big test comes in February.
Right. But then, you know, spring's right around the corner and we start all over again,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Anything else you'd like to add, Gary?
Well, I really appreciate the chance to share a little bit about DealerRater and what we're doing. I think as you enter into the process of buying a car, there's always a little bit of trepidation about what your experience might be at the dealership. And I would encourage your listeners, whether they're in the market now for a car or might be even a long time in the future, to visit DealerRater.com to get a sense of the kind of information and confidence and trust that can be built by looking at these reviews that other consumers have left for your benefit.
Which is a win-win-win, in my estimation.
I think so.
I mean, yeah, your company, the consumer, and the dealership. So it falls in line with the good news that we try to help promote as much as possible.
Well, we appreciate you sharing the good news, and we're glad we could be a part of it.
Thank you, Gary. Gary Tucker, the CEO of Dealer Raider, really appreciate your time and hoping you're helping to make this world a better place. Thank you for listening to The Maria Sanchez Show.
She's here.